Good morning and welcome to the White Way. Mo'ili Ili Honganji. Mo'ili Ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umita. Go to our internet website at www.mo'iliilihonganji.org. You will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Michael Sorokubo in memory of their aunt, Nancy Kuzuki. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Kazunori Takahashi, Rinban of Honpa Honganji Hilo Betsuin. Good morning, Reverend Takahashi.
When we say Namo Amida Butsu, which surpasses all virtues, our heavy obstacles are all transformed, becoming light. End quote. Good morning, Dharma friends of the White Way radio program. I am honored to have this opportunity to share the Buddha Dharma with you. During this time of year, I often focus on the significance of gratitude. Many Honganji temples observe an Eitaikyo service or the Sangha memorial service. Also, Thanksgiving Day is now approaching. This season is a good time for us to think about gratitude. In your daily lives, when do you have feelings of gratitude? I think different things cause us to have such feelings. For example, when somebody is nice to us or gives us a gift, we express our gratitude and say thank you. However, even when we do not have such events, we can appreciate many other things. For example, we wake up every morning, we can eat meals every day. There is sun, water, and air which are essential for our lives. These are great things, but somehow we may take them for granted. If we can appreciate this kind of things, we would be more thankful for everything. If we live peacefully, it would be easy for us to feel gratitude. However, we sometimes encounter unfortunate or unfavorable situations. In such cases, can we still have a feeling of gratitude? If we have a feeling of gratitude at any time, our life will be enriched. Once one incident made me remember this matter, and I would like to deliver my message by sharing my experience with you. This incident happened several years ago when I lived on Kauai. One day, I was going to go to a store to buy dinner late in the evening. From the temple, I went out by my car. However, while driving, I noticed the engine was not running smoothly. Right after I noticed, the engine stopped suddenly in the middle of the road. My car stopped. Then I tried to restart the engine. I tried and tried, but it refused to start. The next moment, I noticed a traffic jam at the back of my car. I was thinking about what to do. However, some kind drivers got out of their cars and pushed my car. Fortunately, there is a parking space around there, so I could move my car out of the way. Later, my car was towed by a person from a repair shop. Then the problem was solved, but I spent time dealing with the problem. So I gave up buying dinner that day and came home late at night. A few days later, I talked about my accident to a temple member. I told her that I had an unfortunate accident, that the car engine stopped suddenly in the middle of the road. Then, after I shared my story with her, somehow she said to me, "Oh, sensei, that was good." At that time, I couldn't understand why she said that, because I had talked to her about my unfortunate incident. Can you guess why she said that was good? She said, "If you had had the same accident on Honolulu's freeway, it would have been a serious accident. And you are so lucky. There is a parking space near the place where you had the accident. Other kind of people helped you. Also, I'm really glad that you are not injured at all." So this was her comment. At first, I thought I had encountered an unfortunate accident. However, that lady had another point of view, and she said that was good. It made me remember the feeling of gratitude. This incident gave me one lesson. I had unexpected trouble while I was driving. Likewise, we sometimes encounter unfavorable events in our life. We cannot control what happens to us. However, some people always find things to be grateful for regardless of the situation. I had chances to have conversations with some people who had hardships but always lived with gratitude. Someone said, "Reverend, I always made mistakes at work and had a hard time, and I was always scolded. But this experience enabled me to be tolerant when I took a leading position. I appreciate all my experience." Another person told me, "Oh, sensei, I became sick and stayed in the hospital. I was suffering. But many people worried about me and helped me. Then I realized how much I received love from others. Before I became sick, I didn't have such feelings. Therefore, I appreciate my illness. It made me notice the important thing. Thus, I have been learning gratitude from various people through my ministry. In Buddhism, it is important to see things from another point of view. In other words, it's important to learn a reasonable viewpoint or Buddha's viewpoint. If we feel gratitude even under unexpected situations, we would live our lives full of gratitude." I sometimes receive the following questions. "Sensei, I always listen to the Jodo Shinshu teachings, but what kind of changes will happen in my life through listening to the teaching? What will change if I recite the Nembutsu? How does this teaching relate to our everyday lives?" So I sometimes receive this kind of questions. Have you ever had this kind of thought? The former Gomonshu Koshin Otani said about this as follows. "Through listening to the teaching about Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion and reflecting on ourselves, we will have a firm foundation that will not be swayed by unfavorable events." End of quote. We experience various events in our lives, and we may think, this is a good event, this is a bad event. However, when I experienced the car accident on Kauai and complained about it, someone said to me, "Oh, that was good." But this way, we can see the same event from a different perspective. The former Gomonshu Koshin Otani also said, "By listening to the heart of Amida Buddha, we will come to see various events as important events." At the beginning of my message, I read Shinran Shonin's words I will read it again. When we say Namo Amida Butsu, which surpasses all virtues, our heavy obstructions of evil, past, present, and future, are all transformed, becoming light. End quote. Shinran Shonin said, if we entrust our hearts to Amida Buddha and recite his name, Namo Amida Butsu, obstructions of our lives would be transformed. Amida's light illuminates everything in this world. Then it brings us a view beyond good and bad, as you know, everything is bright. Today, I have been talking about gratitude. This season would be a good time to reflect on our daily lives and express gratitude to those around us. Let us continue to listen to Amida Buddha's guidance and always recite the Nembutsu with gratitude to Amida Buddha's great compassion. Thank you for listening. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Takahashi, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonkanji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, November 20th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. hybrid service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moiliilihonkanji. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. and Mrs. Michael Sorakubo, and our speaker, Reverend Kazunori Takahashi. Rinpoche of Hongpa Honganji Hilo Petsuin. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Joshin Kamuro, Associate Minister at Hongpa Honganji Hilo Petsuin. Namo Amida Butsu.